We serve a good God today. I don't know what you came to do, but I came to praise him today. Amen. Motto. Army motto. Army strong. Marine. The few, the proud. Air Force. Aim high. Fly. Fight. Win. Navy. Forged by the sea. Coast Guards. Born ready. Other sayings they have is, this we will defend. Always ready, always there. Not self, but country. Army of one. Better to die than to be a coward. No better friend, no worse enemy. Swift, silent, deadly. And for all of those who have family members who have been in the Army, armed forces, military, all of those who may be in there right now that have served, that are serving now, I just like to, along with the congregation, give you a personal thanks because you of your service and continue fighting for our freedom. Amen. How many of you call him your provider? As truly great is the Lord. Amen. We serve a good God today. Great is the Lord. Amen. Are you fit for the fight? Let us pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your love, your mercy, and your grace, God. We thank you for your word on high. Lord, we ask that you would visit us now. Lord, for there is a word from heaven, God. And we thank you right now for all the things that you're doing in this church. Lord, continue to work with us. Work on us, Lord. Lord, may I decrease and let you increase. For I am your woman and this is your people. Speak, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Are you fit for the fight? You know, physical fitness is all the rage among health spa people. America is not lacking in physical fitness programs or facilities. And they assure us that we can improve our abs and our pectorals, even if we don't know where they're located on our body. However, there is a more important type of physical fitness that we need to address today, and that is spiritual fitness. Why do we need to be spiritually fit? Because just as Paul told young Timothy, so that you're able to fight the good fight of faith. Amen? Amen. We too have been challenged by the call to arms in Ephesians chapter 6. Right now, we're in the midst of a spiritual warfare, and it's a supernatural warfare that we might not understand. This is a war between light and darkness. It is a war between good and evil. It is a war between Christ and Antichrist. This supernatural war is a fight to the finish. And it's not till you get tired or till you get worried, but it is not by our strength that we are fighting, but it's by the strength of God that we are fighting. For in 2 Chronicles, he says that the battle is the Lord's. You see, this battle started long before our existence. Amen? Amen. And we've got to choose this day whose side we're on. Amen. If you haven't chose Jesus Christ, then you're already on Satan's side. But you've got to choose whose side you're on. But you see, the battlefield is in the mind. Now, that's another sermon for another day. Amen? Amen. I love it when Sister Leslie sings, "He'll fight your battle." Won't he do it? You see, it's time that we hold up the blood-stained banner. Amen? St. Paul gives us as a battle cry to put on the whole armor of God so that you can stand against the attacks and remain strong in your faith. This is not a request. It is a command. It is for your benefit. Not to put on some, but put on the whole armor of God. Therefore, we need to, as the military motto says, be prepared. Are you with me? The devil is waging war 24/7 against us for the cause of Christ. The Apostle Paul says we have an enemy, and he's very real. And he's banking on the fact that you're going to forget he's there, even when he's attacking you. You're going to see the spirit world is just as real or even more real than this physical world that we live in. Amen. He'll attack our bodies. He attacks our character. He attacks our family, our finances, our church, and he tries to turn us against one another. But it's time to go down to the enemy's camp and take back what he stole from us. Amen? It's time that we join together and fight the enemy instead of fighting each other. We've got to band together, everybody. And so, what is the armor of God? I was back in the back, and I saw this little armored man. And I said, well, and it's also got Ephesians, the 6th chapter, written on it. And it looked like he's all suited up. First, buckle the belt of truth around your waist. Ephesians 6:14. Paul says, stand therefore, having girded your loins with the spirit of truth. So if you got the belt around your waist with truth, then it holds the whole outfit together. See, the belt holds everything together. You know, when you dress in the morning, you put on your belt, then you feel like you're fully dressed at that point as far as holding up your outfit. Amen?
Amen.
You see, the belt protects us against temptation of self-doubt and helps us have self-control, which is called Christian maturity. You see, if you know the truth, you don't have to worry about somebody telling lies on you and talking about you. You already know the truth because they talked about Jesus and they lied on him. And you know they're going to talk about you and lie on you. See, it doesn't matter what you say about me. What matters is what I say about me. And I remember when I was a police officer for many years, I had to put on my uniform every day. And I remember the belt. And we had a very large belt that goes on top of our uniform. And on that belt, there was located several things. And I would never go out of my house, so I didn't never go to work or get in my police car without the belt attached. Amen? Because on that belt, there was handcuffs, there was a radio, there was some mace, there was all types of things that I needed for my flashlight, a holder for that. But one of the most important things, there was a place for my sword, and we're going to talk about that in a minute. So my gun was attached on the other side. Amen? And I also had some refill bullets that I could reach for, and just in case I unloaded those six. Amen? So the belt does hold it all together. Then it says, cover your heart with the breastplate of righteousness. The breastplate of righteousness. That's the key word right there. Your heart is one of your most vital signs. And I remember also in my uniform, I would put on the bulletproof vest. And I also had a metal piece that go down in front of my bulletproof vest as well. Now, it's not going to protect you from everything, but your most vital parts right here, it will protect. Because you can get shot in the leg and you might survive. You can get shot in the hip, you'll probably survive. Even in the arm, you'll probably survive, amen? But if you get shot straight through the heart, you probably won't, amen? You see, the heart is where the flesh is manifested. Adultery, fornication, idolatry, hatred, strife, envy, drunkenness, and even murder, to name a few. But however, you don't have to be perfect in order to shield yourself against the temptation of the devil. Because we all make mistakes. Are you with me? Brother Roland sings, be right. Now, in order to be right, you got to get your heart right. How many of you know that man looks on the outside? But God looks on the heart. Amen? Amen? Blessed are the pure in heart. For the Bible says they shall see God. It also says with the mouth confession is made. But with the heart one believes unto righteousness. Amen?
Amen.
Then it says protect your feet with shoes of the gospel of peace. I know it says shod, but shod means protect. Preparation is the shoes that you put on. For the gospel of peace. Now, the gospel of peace is the key word here. Deacon Carter would sometimes sing stand. He says stand for holiness. But see, sometimes you have to stand, even if you have to stand all by yourself.
Amen.
Being prepared to stand in the battle against the forces of evil that may tempt us or fill our minds with fear and anxiety. We got to stand. It seems like we're going through something similar to that already. But we've got to stand in the eye of fear. God didn't give us the spirit of fear. Amen. Even when we get bad news, even when the Bible, even when the doctor tells us something, we have got to stand. The gospel reminds us in St. John's chapter 14. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, and let it not be afraid. Amen. Amen. It says also, taking the shield of faith. Now it says the shield. Here's the shield. You've seen police officers when they're out with the shield, but it says taking the shield of faith to protect yourself from spiritual attacks. Now, although you have on an armor, but the shield is just a double cover. It's an extra cover of faith. Amen? Amen? Faith should be deeper than just believing that God exists. You also need to rely on his goodness and his plan for your life, because there is satanic forces in the universe that's trying to deceive, divide, and destroy, and he's being far way too successful. You know, we fall out with each other. We start talking about each other. We hate each other. We despise each other. But in the devil, we're making the devil's job way too easy. Paul said we're not fighting against flesh and blood. We really are not fighting against each other. But we're fighting against the spirit of darkness. See, Satan may cause you to say something or do something, but don't look at your brother and sister like it's them. You got to fight the devil. You got to fight him with the power of God. Amen. We need to pray one for another. For Paul says we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, and against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. So you see, we're speaking of the shield. See, the shield is when we got to come together. And the shield is when you've seen the Roman soldiers fight, when they have their shield and the arrows of the devil, when he shoots his arrow, then it just bounces right off the shield. Amen? Amen. And we've got to come together. And the army soldiers, they used to put their shields together. Then the ones behind them would cover the one on top. The ones behind them would cover the man on top. And therefore, when they shoot the arrows, they just bounce right off the shield. Amen? Amen. You see, the devil's going to do his job. He's going to keep launching attacks at us, especially when he sees that we're not equipped. That's why you got to be equipped with the whole armor of God. Amen? Amen. The devil's going to attack God's children because he doesn't like anything of God. But he is on a short leash. And I'll tell you why. There was a story where two girls was walking. This man who had a bad dog, he had a mean dog. And when the kids get out of school, they wanted to cut through his yard. But he made it possible that they couldn't. He put a real bad dog on his yard, and he had a leash on him. And that dog could go so far, but he couldn't get to the sidewalk, so the kids had to quit cutting through his yard. But even though they could go down the sidewalk, that dog would come right at the sidewalk like he was going to break that chain and scare the kids. And the sisters was holding hands, and they were shaking every day, even though they knew that that dog couldn't get off the chain. But they were still shaking anyway. And that's how God has Satan. Even though we get scared of some things, he's on a short leash. He can go but so far and no further, because God is in control. Amen? Amen. We also got to wear the helmet of salvation to protect our mind. This is a two-part. And the sword of the Spirit. Wear the helmet of salvation to protect your mind. And don't forget about the sword of the Spirit. You see, once you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, you have on the helmet of salvation. But that's not all we need. We need to make sure that we have the sword of the Spirit. And the sword of the Spirit is the Word of God. We all have Bibles. Some of them are collecting dust. Sometimes we bring them with us. We don't open them during the week. But that's your sword. I remember when I was a police officer, if I've got this gun on my side, it doesn't matter if I looked like a police officer. I was big and bad looking. But if I didn't know how to shoot that weapon, I'm going to miss my target. Amen? Amen. You've got to know how to use your weapon. That's why that weapon is there. It's the living, breathing Word of God. Amen? Amen. And your weapon is there to protect you. That's your firepower. That's why we've got to put on the whole armor of God. You see, the devil knows scripture as well. He knows how to quote some things out of the Bible. So if he knows how to quote, you better know how to quote back. Amen. You remember when Jesus was out in the wilderness being tempted by the devil, and he was already out there for almost 40 days without food, and he was tired, and he was almost at the end of his journey. And that's when Satan tries to attack you the worst, when he knows your weakness. He knows when you're about at the end of your rope. So he came unto Jesus in the wilderness, and he looked at Jesus, and he said, Jesus, why don't you just turn these stones into bread? And Jesus knew that he could, but Jesus looked at him. He said, man must not live by bread alone. Amen. Amen. And then again, he took Jesus. He says, why don't you just jump off? Right. You know they're not going to let you hurt yourself. The angels are going to catch you. They're not even going to let you stump your toe. And Jesus just looked at him. Thou should not tempt the Lord thy God. Amen. Amen. But then a third time, he said he wouldn't give up. The third time, he took him and he looked over and he looked at all the palaces and all the kingdoms of the world. And he said, Jesus, I give it all to you if you just bow down to me. And Jesus looked at him. He looked at him. He said, wait a minute now. Thou should only worship the Lord thy God and he alone. He said, get thee behind me, Satan. So you got to know how to talk back to the devil. Amen. When someone come up to you and they start talking things that a lot of people just know this much about God, and then they talk to you, but if you can't talk back, you don't know how to respond. You don't know what to say. You've got to read your word, amen? Amen? If someone came to you and challenged you that there is no God and he's not coming back, all you have to do is say, I know that my Redeemer liveth and that he shall stand in the latter days upon the earth, and I shall see God. I shall see him for myself, and mine eyes shall behold and not another, amen? You got to let them know that you know the word as well as they know the word, okay? We got to fight back. Aren't you tired of the devil knocking you upside your head every time you turn around? You've got to be able to fight back. Even though the word says most of the shield is to protect you against the devil, but he also gives you a sword to fight back. And we got to stop being like Ali with the rope-a-dope and let the enemy just beat you all over the place. You got to fight back. Sometimes you got to take the oil of God and you got to go through your house and you say, not today, devil. You got to anoint yourself. Not today, devil. Anoint your children. Say, my children going to have a good day at school today, devil. And you got to tell him, me and my boo going to get along today, devil. You got to say it before you go on your job. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Even before he pops off, you got to pop off at him. Bring the fight to him. Amen? Amen. Now, lastly, it says, most people stop there. But the Apostle Paul didn't. He said, this is a key component in verse 18. He said, and then pray. See, we forget about praying. It looks like today is so much pandemonium going on, nobody's praying. Everybody's trying to protect. Everybody's trying to buy. Everybody's trying to get. But who's praying? You know, a lot of these big-time preachers, they got this big platform, but I haven't heard them say, let's have a national day of prayer for this thing. We've got to pray. Amen? Prayer changes things. You'll have victory in your marriage if you pray. And if you want victory, young people, at the universities, at your school, you've got to pray. So if you want to be blessed and be blessed victoriously and abundantly, and you don't pray, then I don't believe you. You know what they say? Little prayer, little power. Much prayer, much power. No prayer, no power. And as I close, I want you to know that our God has power. In fact, he has all power. He's omnipotent. He's El Shaddai. He conquered the grave and death, and he got up with all power in his hands. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? He's the conqueror of sickness and pain, because by his stripes we are healed. He conquered the power of and principalities, and he is the light in darkness. He's the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He's the living water, and you'll never thirst again.
That's right.
You see, this is about our eternal souls.
Yeah.
This is about men and women.
Yeah.
This is about your son and your daughters.
Right.
This is about breaking every chain.
Mm-hmm.
This is about the future of this nation.
Yeah.
It's time that if you say the name of Jesus, that is the Lord of your life.
Yeah.
It's time to sit up. And it's time to suit up and shut up. It's time to show up.
Yeah.
It's time to get out here on the battlefield.
Yeah.
It's time to fight to the finish.
Uh-huh.
You see, the harvest is plentiful.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But where are the workers?
Yeah.
If you say you love God,
yeah,
and you want to live, because it looks like everybody around me wants to live.
Uh-huh.
Everybody's not ready to go.
Yeah.
Everybody's trying to protect themselves.
Yeah.
But if you want to live, you need to live for the Lord.
Yeah.
See, God's going to see us through this thing.
Yeah.
But when he sees us through this thing, are you going to give him back what belongs to him?
Yeah.
God is a good God. Amen.
Yeah.
You need to put on the whole armor of God.
Yeah.
And you need to stand beside me. See, you need to link up. You need to link up with each other. If you link up, we've got the sword and we've got the shield. And we can link up to fight the devil together. You've got to be able to fight him, but we got to fight him together. See, when we put our swords together, he can't penetrate. He can't break through. Stop letting another sister talk about another sister. Stop letting a brother bring another brother down. We got to link up together. We got to be sisters and brothers, amen? We're in the army of the Lord. We got to stop letting brothers and sisters down. Stop letting him attack your brother. Stop letting the devil attack your family. You got to stop letting him attack your health. You got to stop letting him attack your finances. And you got to stop letting him attack you even when you're not looking, amen? Because if you stay prayed up, God will come to your rescue. You got to stop allowing him to rob you of your peace. Because we serve the Prince of Peace. You got to stop allowing Satan to steal your joy. Because in his presence is the fullness of joy. And I'm going to ask you a question. Do you want it? Then fight for it. Do you want it? Then you got to fight for it. Yes, this means war.